USA Radio News.
GOP leaders are laying the problems at the southern border at the feet of the Biden administration.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analyst expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke. A leave by the 49-year-old Lujan would result in Democrats having 49 votes versus 50 Republicans. At the White House Wednesday, a reporter asked Jen Psaki about how his absence affects the president's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Three top CNN executives will form an interim leadership team at the network following Wednesday's resignation of longtime President Jeff Zucker. The New York Post reported that Michael Bass, Amy Entelis, and Ken Watts are assuming Zucker's leadership responsibilities until Warner Media's pending merger with Discovery is complete. Various news outlets are reporting Zucker left because he did not disclose a relationship with a co-worker to the company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The United States will send troops to Europe.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Four men face charges that they were members of the drug distribution crew that supplied a deadly mix of drugs to actor Michael K. Williams. The actor from The Wire overdosed just hours after buying fentanyl-laced heroin in a sidewalk deal recorded on surveillance video. All four men are accused of distributing drugs that caused Williams' death. One crew member is accused of handing Williams the drugs. Authorities arrested that man Wednesday in Puerto Rico. There were more than 30,000 car crash deaths in the U.S. in the first 9 months of 2021. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that's a 12% surge that marks the largest increase in fatalities since reporting began nearly half a century ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.